Perek Dalad Mishnah Hey. Bechol Yom Kohanim Olam B'Mizvachol Shal Kevesh B'Yardin B'Ma'aravo. Every day throughout the year, in general, the regular Kohanim, when they go up the Kevesh, the ramp, to lead them to the Mizbeach, to do their service, to bring the Karbanos, they would go up the east side of the ramp and come down on the west side of the ramp. So what does that mean? The ramp, Shehakevesh, the ramp was south to the Mizbeach. And when the Kohanim would go up the ramp, they wouldn't just walk straight up the middle, because that didn't show, you know, Yirat Shamayim, didn't show fear of God if you just, you know, stomped up the middle. Rather, whenever they would go up, they'd go up all the way on the right side, you know, in humility, going up the ramp on the side of it, on the right side. And when they would come down, they would actually do a full circle. They'd walk around the entire Mizbeach, the four sides, and then they would come down. When they would come down, again, they would lean to, they would go to the right side of the ramp, which is now their west, the west side. So they went up on the east side, they went down on the west side, and it was always their right side. So that's the idea. The Kohanim would go up the ramp on the right side of the ramp, get to the top of the Mizbeach, do their service, and then walk all around the Mizbeach and come back down again on the right side to complete their avodah. So that was throughout the year. But v'hayom on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, ola be'emza v'yored be'emza. He would walk right up the middle and then walk right back down the middle in order to show honor and love for Klal Yisrael, that the Klal Yisrael had sent him to do this service. That it's as if he's like, you know, a Ben Bias. He's like, you know, living in Hashem's house. And he's so comfortable, he can walk wherever he wants to show the love that Klal Yisrael has sent him to do the service of Yom Kippur, and to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, look, you know, I'm part of your house, and have mercy on me. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, la'olam kohen gadol ola be'emza v'yored be'emza. Even throughout the year, the kohen gadol would always go up the middle of the ramp and go down the middle of the ramp. We don't pask like Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, during the year, the regular kohanim would go, even the kohen gadol, I'm sorry, would go up the right and then down again on the right, so go up on the east and come down on the west, like we mentioned earlier. But only in Yom Kippur would he go up and down in the middle of the ramp. So we don't pask like Rabbi Yehuda. B'chol yom, every day, kohen gadol mekadesh ad haraglav min hakir. Every day throughout the year, the kohen gadol would wash his hands and his feet from the kir, from the basin. He'd rochit ad haraglav his hands and his feet from the regular kir in the azara. But v'hayom, today, throughout the 10 different times where he'd wash his hands and his feet, like we mentioned in Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, so min hakiton shel zahav, he would wash his hands and his feet from a pitcher made out of gold to show his honor and his, you know, royalty of the day. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, le'olam kohen gadol mekadesh ad haraglav min hakiton shel zahav, that even throughout the year, the kohen gadol would wash his hands and feet from this golden pitcher, and not just on Yom Kippur. And then again, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So to conclude Mishnah, we have the general concept that throughout the year, regular Kohanim, when they went up and down the ramp, they always went up on the right side. So going up the ramp would be their east, going down the ramp would be their west, because when they went up to the Mizbeach from the ramp, they made a full circle around the Mizbeach, and then went down again, you know, their right side, which is the opposite side of when they came up. Whereas the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur can go up and down straight through the middle to show his love for Klal Yisrael and to show Hashem that he's a Ben Bias, he lives in the house of God, and God should have mercy on him. Rabbi Yehuda has said that the Kohen Gadol always went up and down the middle of the ramp, and we don't paskin like him. And then we concluded that a Kohen Gadol throughout the year would wash his hands from the kior, from the basin, whereas on Yom Kippur he had a special golden pitcher that he would use. And then again, Rabbi Yehuda says that a Kohen Gadol, even throughout the year, would use this golden pitcher, but there's no difference between a Kohen Gadol throughout the year and a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. But again, we don't paskin like a Yehuda, and that's for Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav, and with this we'll conclude Perek Dalet. B'chol Yom, every day, Hayusham, there was on the Mizbeach in the Azara, Arba Ma'arachos, four piles of wood that was burning that they would use for various different sources in the Beis HaMikdash. So there were these four piles of wood that were burning. The Gemara explains that the first one was a ma'aracha gedola, a big pile of wood. that on it they would sacrifice the carbon tamid and the fats of other carbonos. The second pile of burning wood was there. From it they would take coals, burning coals, for the mizbeach and the heichal, to burn on it the Torah's incense. The third pile of burning wood was for kiyum ha'esh. The pasuk says in Vayikra, ve'esh al mizbeach tukad bo lo sechbed, there should always be a fire burning on the mizbeach. So the third one was there, that there should always be a fire burning on it. And the fourth one was for the evar, the limbs of the carbon tamid of the evening. It was a carbon tamid in the morning, carbon tamid in the evening. So the evening one, it could be it didn't burn throughout the night. So speakily sarf called Lila, I didn't have enough time to burn the whole night. So there was this fourth pile of wood burning in order that they could use it to burn the carbon tamid that was brought in the evening if the original fire they put it on wasn't enough to burn it throughout the night. So that's throughout the year. If you are young, but today, Chamesh, there were five piles of burning wood on Yom Kippur, on the Mizbeach, because they added another pile of wood that from it they would take the Gechal and the coals for the Torah, the Kohen Gadol would bring into the Kodesh Kadashim. So that's why they had an extra pile of burning wood there to take coals from it to use it for the Torah that the Kohen Gadol brought in the Kodesh Kadashim. Divrei Reb Meir, these are the words of Reb Meir. Reb Yossi Omer, Reb Yossi says, B'chol Yom Sholosh. No. Throughout the year, there were three piles of burning wood on the Mizbeach. The Marach Gadolah, the big one, the first one that we had mentioned that was used to bring on it the carbon tamid and the fats of other carbonos. Marach HaShnia, the second one that was used for the Ketores, the general Ketores, not the one that was brought in the Kodesh Kedoshim, but the general one. And the third one was the Marach HaKim HaEsh, the burning pile of wood that was used, that there should always be wood burning on the Mizbeach. From the pasuk ve'ha'esh al mizbeach tukai bo lo zichba, that fire should always be burning on the mizbeach no matter what. So that was throughout the year. Ve'hayom arba, and in Kippur there were four. The fourth one was there for the ketores, the incense that was miyuchad for that day, like I just mentioned earlier, that the Kohen Gadol would bring into the Kodesh Kedoshim. So Yossi, he argues, and he holds that shelo ha'isav arechas miyuchad, there wasn't a pile of burning wood set for the carbon, for the Evarim, for the carbon tamid that wasn't burnt at night. That's the one that he's leaving out. And that's why he says throughout the year there were three, and then in Kippur there were four. Why does he leave that out? Because he holds that El Hayusar from some Betidia Marach Gadol, because they would just use, the big pile of burning wood, the first one we mentioned, for even the carbon tamid of the evening. They would put it, you know, next to it, and then it would burn up over there. So therefore, that's why he leaves out the regular pile of wood that was burning for the carbon tumid in the evening, and says they would take that and put it next to the big giant one, the first one on the list, if they needed to burn up the rest of that carbon. And then a third opinion of Yehuda, Omer, Yehuda says, B'chol Yom Shtayim, every day in the base of Mikdash, there were only two ma'arechos, two piles of burning wood that they would use. It was the ma'arech gadol, the first one that we mentioned, the big one, and they'd bring on it the carbon tamid and the fats of other carbonos. And then Marach Gadola, Umarach Shnia Shal Torah. Then a second one was used for the Torah, or the incense, the general incense. That we mentioned they would take from it the coals for the Mizbech and the Heichal to burn on it the Torah, not the Torah for the Kodesh Kedoshim. Okay? So he's leaving out the fire that's supposed to be burned, the third fire. It's supposed to be always be burning on the base of it, always be burning on the Mizbeach. He's leaving that one out. Plus, he's leaving out the fourth one that was set aside for the Evarim, the limbs of the carbon tamid of the evening. So he's leaving those two out. V'hayom and on Yom Kippur Shalosh, there were three ma'arachos, three piles of this burning wood. Two that we just mentioned, the big one for regular carbonos, and the second one for the general ketores in the Heichal. And the third one, Hayom Shalosh, the third one was used for the Ketores of the Kodesh Kedoshim. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says that every day there was two, just the big one for the regular general Karbanos, and the second one for the Ketores in the Heichal, Hayom Shalosh, and in Yom Kippur, the third fire was used for the Ketores that we brought in the actual Kodesh Kedoshim. So he's leaving out the fire that was used for the Karban Tamid in the evening, and he's also leaving out the fire that was used to be left on the Mizbeach in general, because there's a pasuk that says that there should always be a fire burning on the Mizbeach. he doesn't hold to that, and therefore he narrows it down to two throughout the year, and then three on Yom Kippur. And this is all based on, you know, various psukim. We're not going to get into it right now, but those are the different opinions in the Mishnah, and that wraps up Mishnah Vav and concludes Parak Daled.